Mark Ebert.
No.
Mark Ebert. Mark Ebert.
Damn it.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base arms belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast with a real-life Aquaman. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and Skylar. What's up, guys?
Not a lot. That was a lot of preparation for that one.
We actually put thought into it for you guys.
Usually it's Matt on the fly. Now we're all teaming up to come up with the best one.
What should we do? Okay, you grab the sparklers, all right? Yeah.
It's visual. We have to portray how awesome it is visually.
Or else we won't be legitimately excited to do it through audio.
Yeah. Just in the background, like, Roman candles, like, like, fuck yeah!
Just like firecrackers going off in the back, just like, we're so fucking cool!
Hey, you can't trust Andy with Roman candles. He nearly killed Tom one year.
Yeah, like, I think grazed past his head.
Yeah, you were, like, trying to shoot him in the face. This is what I'm used to with you.
do you guys know, like, the firecrackers that, like, spin up and they shoot up in the air, kind of like flying saucers?
Yeah.
Only they're, like, bees and made of paper?
Yeah.
So flying paper propelled by fire. That. Well, I went up to Mad Mike's, the really big fireworks store in Missouri. Mm-hmm. It's like the biggest one in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And I bought some, except these ones didn't have wings with them. I thought that they were just firecrackers. So I lit one off and I threw it and it just spun around in the air. And like, I'm like, okay, now I know what I'm dealing with. So I would like sit them on the ground. There was no way you could tell where it was going to spin out and which direction it was going to go. So there was one 4th of July. I did it. We were all in this cul-de-sac. And, like, people were, like, sitting around at the edge of their driveway watching all the fireworks that everyone else had bought because they didn't buy their own. So I lit one, and it zipped towards this one kid who was, like, maybe 6, and he, like, it hit him in the chest, and he was like, ah! Ah! Oh, I'm okay. Ah! Like, that's what he did. He said, oh, I'm okay. Ah! Like he was voiding his bowels. Like, oh, no, I have to go inside. But, it was terrifying. I thought I had killed a child or at least maimed him for life because of, like, there wasn't any, like, output that you could check. Like, okay, it's going to shoot out here, so I have to position it like this. Uh-uh. It shot into people's yards at that kid. There was one that almost hit me, but I'm a little bit craftier than an 8-year-old. I can bob and weave, but
I had one year an artillery shell tube that I didn't like. I just remember having to kind of pop it in there, like, mm-hmm. I had to put some force on it. So when I lit it, I saw it reach the top of the tube, sit there, and I just said, "Oh shit!" And then like this was in the middle of the circle at the time, and this thing like encompassed the circle and like crackles and fire and. It looked like at one of those, like, in Looney Tunes when someone blows up the end of a gun. That's what the tube looked like.
Nice. I've always wanted to, with what Skylar was talking about, those ones that shoot up in the air. Just when someone's lighting one, walk by, and then just stuff it back down like you're blocking a basketball shot. Just, like, back at them. Boom! Don't bring that Kool-Aid to a grown man's party.
I was really stupid sometimes around 4th of July. So I took an artillery shell, and I lit it, and I just threw it into the cul-de-sac, and it just exploded. And, like, we were all, like, hiding behind trash cans and trash can lids, like we were protected from the incendiary showers. So we're just like, all right, this is going to be cool. Throw it out there. It hits right around, you know, about 4 feet away from us because I blobbed it, and the fuse had burned my hand, so it was more like, and then, like, a little girl shot. Like, how I make the baskets with, or... miss the baskets with the bottles. It was about that strength of throw. and it was like right next to us, and we're like, oh my god! We didn't think that we could back up with our trash cans and trash can lids, so we were just sitting there, and like sparks melted the trash can lid I was holding, because it was like the Rubbermaid one, and I was like, this wasn't a good idea. In hindsight, I regret this. I was about 17, so I can't blame it on the fact that I was like 9.
So, if you haven't gotten enough of Skylar already, Skylar, tell us about your trip to the Navy recruiter.
Right now, they're going to be taking my ASVAB and physical.
Go on.
On Tuesday and Wednesday, and then I have to pick out what job I'm going to do. Like, I have a few in mind, but I'm going to decide which one I'm going to do, and then they're going to pick my, not deployment, but activation from that.
Yeah, is podcasting one of the career paths?
Would that be
kind
cool?
Of, yeah.
That would be great.
Like, they have telecommunications and radio, so, like, I mean, it's like talk radio that you can update people on, so it's kind of like, it's just not funny.
That's a shame. All radio should be funny.
I feel that if I would try to bring some humor to it, though. And if there's one thing I know the Navy loves, and all the armed forces, it's jokes. Really awesome jokes that involve dollars and jars.
Hey, how many nautical jokes you're going to make on a sub?
Oh, my God.
I walked into my apartment, and I had updated Facebook at Erica's house. And when I walked in, the first thing my friend says to me is like, so I heard you're going to join the Ocean Masters. And I'm like, yep, yep, Greg, I'm going to join the Ocean Masters. Skylar Joyce, Ocean Master. I'm putting that shit on my resume. You better believe it.
Oh my goodness.
Petty Officer First Class of the Ocean Master Brigade.
Yeah, you can be, you know, a private, a lieutenant, a sergeant, or Poseidon. Those are the ranks.
I will be Neptune, Lord of the Sea.
You get a trident when you become Neptune or Poseidon.
Yeah. Like, that's my patch. Fuck the Gold Eagle or the Bronze Star. It's a trident. And then I walk around with a full-sized golden trident of Poseidon. I think we should make this happen.
The song's not over yet, so keep going.
Oh, okay. Well,
are you nervous?
No, not really. I mean, it's... the Navy is, like, one of the ones that's, like, more technical careers, less, like, front lines. I'm going to get up and shoot people. It's not that. Or patrol borders or anything. They're more, like, fixing vehicles and doing surveillance and
dressing
stuff
up like the Green Lantern.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Green Lantern, Hal Jordan is in the Air Force, so...
First day, touche, sir. The first day you go to work, dress up as Green Lantern, this is happening.
Okay, it was funny because that day was the day I had to drop my stuff off at the recruiter office, but everyone at the recruitment office was in training until 12, and the thing I had to dress up for the Green Lantern for started at 12:30. So I was like, this could end up me showing up in Green Lantern to hand my stuff over. I don't know how this is going to work. Or if they'll still want me. But I ended up getting someone to fax it in, so it kind of ruined it. But I mean, it was either going to be immediately afterwards or, you know, before that I would show up in Green Lantern, hand them my birth certificate and social security card and transcript and everything. And then I... oh, so we're starting again. And then I just go full Green Lantern on them. So.
Nice. Yeah, so, you know, if you look on Craigslist, you might see a podcast looking for host.
We should really try that.
Craigslist, really? You want to try that?
Yes.
That seemed really sketchy.
We'll just sit down here with, like, pistols, like, spies pointing at him, like, so, how do you think your qualifications are for a podcast? And he stands up, like, oh, hey.
Why don't you sit back down? Well, hold on.
It's a good idea for a bit. You and I should interview people for the podcast, but they're all wacky characters.
We could just be them like, whoa!
Yeah. So it says here you were in a, you used to be a morning radio jock. What are your qualifications? Well, honk honk, yeah, I used to do the morning traffic.
Really? I thought that was a soundboard you were doing. Nope, do it all in my mouth.
Was that an elephant?
I don't know.
I could do a bird.
Nice. Not really, but...
I don't know, you could always try and get Tom if you can settle up with his oi.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be gone for 3 months.
I was going to say, yeah.
Last time.
We've had Tam here. I don't know if he's qualified.
Dude, I said if we could get a gamer chick. Dude.
That'd be interesting, because, I mean, let's be honest, any other male counterpart would just be a letdown from Skylar.
Yeah.
Aww.
No, thanks. That's serious. I remember when he texted me to do the podcast. He's like, hey, I was thinking of the funniest people I know. I texted you.
It's true. I said that.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he texted the best of the best first.
All right. Who was second on the list, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm pretty sure it's you.
No, I mean, like, below me.
Who did I ask first or second?
No, I mean, like, who was... Or did you just start with two people and then...
Oh, no, I just started with you two.
Oh, okay.
And if one of you said no, then I was just going to go down the line. But I didn't have that person in mind yet.
Okay, you'd have to think of some backup. Like, who's a warm body who can fill a seat and not talk too much? Not ruin the podcast. Dad!
Dad, can you please just sit here? Dad. Laugh at my jokes. That's just basically all it is. I say jokes, you laugh.
Well, now we have a laugh track, so you don't even need that.
Oh, exactly.
That'll be great for, you know, when I'm not here.
Well, you know.
Wasn't that funny? Huh?
We should do one episode after Skylar leaves, just us, and we're just, like, the whole time we're sad, and we play clips of him. We're like, oh, I miss him.
Hey, maybe I should put out, like, the best of Skylar.
Best of the Ocean Master, or Ode to Ocean Master.
Yeah.
Just have, like, all of my drops and then various jokes.
Your drops could be segues between segments.
And that'll be a good thing to do, because then afterwards I can delete any history of you from the podcast.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that.
That's like 40 episodes.
No one could say Skylar.
No one says that name on this podcast. Rip and, down the poster.
Our last host, you shut your poor mouth.
Are we just going to keep the poster up there? But what about when we have a third person?
That's going to intimidate whoever sits down in this chair. Because that stares right into you. Like, the only thing that would make it a little bit more intimidating is if you switch it with Andy's, because Andy's more in view.
Yeah.
And then, that'd make this entire thing a little bit scarier.
I guess I could make a new one.
My picture is scary.
Just make a new one with, like, an X over his face.
Or Photoshop their face on it.
Yeah. It looks completely out of place.
Like, it's a different color. It's not even vectorized. It's just, like, some guy going, ah!
It's like you cut it out in paint, you know? There's still little pieces of background.
I did this on a dime.
You should get a midget and then call it 2.5-hit combo.
Oh, my God.
No, I think if any... little people listen to this, they're immediately going to not want to be a host.
We've had to make our fair share of midget jokes or something.
Probably. There's probably a lot of walks of life that don't want to be on this podcast.
Ethiopians. Like Whitney, I made fun of them.
Yeah, Whitney Houston.
Bill Gates. Or not Bill
Steve
Gates.
Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Penn State fans.
Yeah.
Ralph Baer, probably not.
Well, he's kind of old and senile now.
Shit, if Ralph Baer was here, he'd just be like, Ralph Baer!
Ralph Baer! All right, let's go into gaming news on that note.
All right.
Oh, he's going to shoot.
I got my shot early.
All right,
I got a little water in here still. All right, let's see if I got this.
Just for the water.
The Ocean Master!
He scores!
Yes! That's what it was. It was the water. I am the Ocean Master.
You can manipulate drops of water, folks. All right, let's do this.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
All right, guys, bite the pillow. We're going in dry.
It's time for some anal.
Time for some anal news.
Don't even spit on it.
The Andy News Analysis League. We're going to start off with Crytek says Time Splitters 4 is not in development at all.
Da, na, 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 na.
That's so sad.
Crytek said Time Splitters 4 news have been swirling around for years now, with the most recent popping up last summer. They say there's nothing going on. Not in development. Not on their radar. That's just disappointing.
It'd be so much fun. Like, that game was so zany. It was it was like Unreal Tournament meets GoldenEye. And minus the suck of Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah, it was just... And you had so many characters to choose from.
Yeah. That's what was amazing. It was like 100-something, dude.
Yeah.
It was great.
And think of it if we were to use, like, the Crysis engine, and then add that to Zany, it'd just be goofy.
Yeah.
I mean...
And it would take shots at all the video games that are coming out now, you know, like Call of Duty and Halo and stuff like that. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah. It'd be like Clay Fighters 63 and a third. Like how that was, like, the Zany fighter game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be that, but for first-person shooters, and now, and not on the N64. That was a good game.
PlayStation 4, maybe. No, they'll probably have, like, Crysis 4.
Beyond the... We'll wait till the Wii U comes out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Time Splitters 4 on the Wii U. It's like, I'm going to... I want to... Oh, you.
Tastes a little bitter.
You're going to make me buy a Wii U, damn it.
Like... I don't know. If the only thing that could possibly save the Wii U, at least for me, is that they make online a little bit easier. Like,
I don't know. Like, they have a central service like every like the others do.
Uh-huh. Where right now with the Wii, you in order to do anything, you have to exchange friend codes, and those things are like 32 digits and you have to look yours up. No one has it written down or text or anything. And it's just it's bullshit. It's fucking annoying. You have to have a conference call with your friend and their lawyer and your attorney, and we're all discussing it. And then once you all agree to the same terms, then you can be friends.
Someone's got to notarize it.
Yeah. Then you can all play City Folk. You can play Animal Crossing City Folk together. Way to go.
If I was playing Time Splitters 4 on the Wii U, I'd just be sitting there kind of like with a grin, but one of those mad grins like, I'm like a fucking tablet on this controller, man.
I wonder if that thing's going to be heavy. Because, man, holding the heavy thing up for a while.
Yeah.
That'd be a strain.
I don't know. I didn't they say that it's not going to be GameCube compatible?
Yeah.
No. Oh, fuck them.
Get a GameCube. They're like $4.
Yeah. But still.
That's true.
I mean, I had a GameCube until I had a Wii, and then I sold my GameCube.
I had a silver GameCube.
I just had a purple one.
Not going to say I was a big deal, but... That was kind of a big deal.
One of the things that amused me about the GameCube is if you hold the Z button when you power it up, it changes the startup noise.
Did you know there's three startup noises?
Really?
Yeah. It's Z, then shoulder buttons, and then like all the D-pads or something.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just knew there was the regular one, and then there was the other one that was squeaky, and then a baby laugh.
Yeah. There's one where kids at the end are like, yay!
Good stuff.
All right, so on joystick.com, a fan sent in a picture of a pre-order card that confirms a game being released on 11/13/12. Now, that could be any game, right? That's right around November, December.
Mm-hmm.
It is Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Gay.
Hey, now, I enjoyed Black Ops 1.
Yeah, Black Ops 1 was
But the thing is, there was a point where, like, they would do Modern Warfare, and then they'd do another one, which was, like, not Modern Warfare. Yeah. And then they'd do another Modern Warfare, and then they did Black Ops, which was not modern, per se, but it was with, you know, it was like, 60s. Like, it was still pretty freaking modern.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some tech in there that was kind of a stretch.
Yeah, like, really? You think so? He's on a cell phone, all right? He's clearly on a cell phone.
This is the 60s, and he's on a cell phone. Is that a GPS? Why does he have a GPS? Is that a MacBook Pro? What the fuck is this?
Dude, what if the Call of Duty start getting more fucking, they just run out of ideas, so they start doing time travel, and it basically turns into Doctor Who. Call of Doctor Who.
It's like Doctor Who, Time Splitters, and Call of Duty all had a baby.
Call of Duty, Roman Warfare.
It just turns into a third-person strategy.
It evolves into that.
Call of Duty Bronze Age.
It evolves.
Call of Duty Flat World at War.
Your perks are shoes, glasses so you can see farther, and a good spear.
Call of Duty Mongolians. Call of Duty Mongolians 4.
Goddamn Mongolians!
That'd just be like Call of Duty Zerg Rush or something. Basically, you just sit on the other end of the wall of China and wait for the Mongolians to break through.
If you beat the game on the hardest difficulty, you get a machine gun.
All right, Steam has changed their terms of service. They now let banned users play their games.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, what happened before is, like, if you went on and you cheated or modded the game somehow, you were banned from online, you were banned from the store and everything. And while that's the case, if you get banned, you're still banned from the store and online. Yeah. The games you already purchased, you can play. You just have to play them offline.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Well,
I was like,
nice.
Wait, then what's the point of being banned? But, yeah, that's nice. It's very civil.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's kind of refreshing to see that, because normally it's just
one and done.
Yeah, if you're banned, you're screwed. Sort of like, what was it? Like, there was a big slew of them for Xbox 360 last year, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, the unrightful ones.
Mm-hmm. There was, yeah, but they weren't done, though. They got reinstated and got some free stuff.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah. You know what's weird is I've never heard of PlayStation Network bans.
It's always down.
I'm not comparing them. It's just something I've never heard about.
Well, because the masses of Xbox Live are like 12, and all you want to do when you're that age is fuck the system. So you mod, you break the game, you're a jackass, and you get banned.
Black dudes own a lot of PS3s.
It's because they're not called the N-word on there. Well, not as much.
Yeah,
probably.
Less mics.
The one thing that
I think you mean fewer mics.
Shut up.
the one thing that kept pissing me off though is I noticed this is there's a lot of French people who own PS3s and play Modern Warfare.
Yes.
Whenever I played Modern Warfare 2 back when that was still, you know, a thing, I'd always run into like there was one time in the middle of the night I ran into three different rooms. I'd left a room that was full of French people. To another room that was full of French people, and then a third room that was full of French people. So I'm like, "Fuck it, I'll mute them."
Yeah, I get French people on Battlefield 3 a lot.
Yeah, those are the worst to play with too because they surrender right away. Hey,
Pachinga.
I'm sorry, France.
I'm not.
Really. Hey, France helped us gain our independence.
I don't like the.
Really? Well, we saved them in World War II.
A lot of people saved them in World War II.
I love how they have a giant wall bordering Germany, and they just refuse to acknowledge its existence. They were trying to get everyone to build a wall around Germany, and everyone's like, no, that's kind of stupid. So there's like this little section of France that borders Germany, and there's a wall on it, and it's just like total, it's in decay, and there's plant life in it and stuff, and there's like still ammo and guns and stuff in there, but... France is like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. There's nothing there.
France is probably a little sore.
Like, they'd already started construction on the wall, and they're like, yeah, guys, we're doing it. Everyone else should, too. I'm like, nah, that's dumb.
Yeah, if we followed everything France does, we'd all stop bathing.
Stop shaving and whatnot.
Baguettes would become more popular.
All right. I'm sorry, France.
No.
Berets and long, skinny cigarettes and striped shirts, red ascots. I'm just going off the cartoons. I don't know. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
All right. So back to some competitive fighting games.
Oh, sweet.
If you play Street Fighter X Tekken, there's going to be a patch that's going to keep you from doing 4 infinite combos.
I mean, I guess if you could do them.
apparently, they're not incredibly hard to pull off, but they're annoying. You know, you get caught in an infinite combo, fucking game over.
Yeah, that's true.
The combo's affected, and I know I might butcher some of these names because I don't recognize most of them except the last one. Kazuya, Kuro, Xiaoyu, and Pac-Man.
It's Kazuya and Xiaoyu Lin.
Okay, did I pronounce Pac-Man right?
Yeah. And then I don't know the other one that you said.
Kuro, K-U-R-O.
Kuro.
Kuro. Yeah.
That's all right. Not everyone played Tekken.
No, I know.
Some of us didn't have a childhood.
I really didn't play a lot of Tekken.
I played Tekken 3
I played the demo a lot.
Yeah, I played Tekken 2's demo a lot.
Tekken 3 was arguably the best one. Mm-hmm.
The demo you could play as like three people, and I know for a fact one was Eddie Gordo.
Eddie Gordo's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I know.
He's just like, I'm going to do some fucking flips and shit, and you're not even going to stop me. I'm going to stand on my hands, I'm going to spin around.
Yeah, he was pretty unstoppable once he kept going, man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he wasn't included in the infinite combos. I don't even know if he's Eddie in Gordo Tekken combo. Cross.
So, Modern Warfare 3, a pretty big game, you know, and it's been getting constant updates. It just got an update on Xbox Live last month, and a few weeks ago that update came to PSN, and the developers finally realized, oh shit, what about computers? Activision has announced that the PC version of Modern Warfare 3 is about to get a DLC pack, which is being dubbed the Content Collection.
Which it'll be like $25.
Yep, and you will get the following maps: Black Box, Piazza, Liberation, Overwatch, Negotiator, and Black Ice.
That's is that Black Guys, Black Eyes, or Black Ice?
Black Ice.
Okay.
Sorry, let me enunciate it more. Black Ice.
Okay. I wasn't sure if, like, someone had punched someone in the face, there was some African-Americans rolling around, or if there was, like, patches of dangerous ice on the highway.
The Modern Warfare 3 content collection will be available for download on PC on May 8th. There's no word on a price yet, but it'll likely share the same $15 price tag as a PS3 and 360. You're just going to get it way later than everybody else.
Poor dude, PC has been kind of fucked lately on getting stuff.
They it seems like PC has a few games that are like really dedicated to PC and they're amazing. But
Battlefield.
Any other ports, yeah, they get fucked.
Yeah, like I remember back in the day, dude, PCs were, they got everything first.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they had like all the best MMOs and everything.
Yeah, and like, I remember like companies would put out like DLC for free as like just like downloads, like maps. They would put out maps for free and all that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now this shit.
All right, Skyler, this story is just for you, and this will close out gaming news. EA recently announced SimCity 5. Pretty interesting. Right. Yeah. But they also recently filed a patent for a title named Sim Ocean.
Oh. I don't know how you could...
Get it? Because you're going to be in the Navy.
I do get it. I don't understand the premise for that game.
I don't either, but that's all we have right now. That's the only information we have.
I'm going to put a coral reef here. Oh, and another coral reef here. This one's going to have a coral reef. Oh, more coral reefs. How about a sandbar? No, coral reef.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of natural disasters could you have? Like hurricane?
Tsunami.
Tidal wave.
Sinkhole. Pearl Harbor.
Too soon.
Too soon. Yeah. But I find that interesting. That's Sim Ocean. Simulate your ocean.
I don't know, like, how could that turn into anything besides a third-person strategy of
swimming.
Naval?
Yeah.
You just have one person swimming. Just, man, there's nothing out here.
Wow, this is so much fun. Oh, I'm out of energy. Drowning.
Open water, the video game.
That's what happened when I played Sims. Like any of them.
Yeah.
I'd force everyone into the swimming pool and then delete the ladder so they couldn't get out. And then they just, like, apparently you can't climb out of just the side.
It's like they just decided to make an entire expansion pack out of killing your character by removing the ladder. They just put you as the character, like, oh, this really does suck.
One of the achievements would be, like, you have to hold X to, like, float. It's like, hit X a million times. Yeah. You're like, I got this in an hour. God.
Hit X to float.
Yeah.
Carpal tunnel will go through the roof. Tap, 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 tap.
Oh, I'm going to have to switch fingers soon. Pancake!
Get the icy hot.
All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's go on into some technology news.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo. All
right, guys, we're going to start off with CISPA.
Yeah.
This past week, there's been a couple big announcements about CISPA. First of all, President Obama threatened to veto CISPA.
Good.
If it, you know, arrived on his desk. Also, the U.S. House of Representatives approved CISPA.
Shit.
248 to 168.
Ooh.
So that'll move it on to the Senate, which, see, here's kind of the differences between CISPA and SOPA. SOPA was more like intellectual property and movies and games and stuff like that. And the supporters of it were largely Democrats because they're usually from the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people that blocked SOPA were largely Republicans. The CISPA bill is more like a national security bill, which is largely backed by Republicans. And so Democrats are the ones that are kind of trying to stop this. Now, the U.S. House of Representatives is mostly Republican. The Senate, on the other hand, where it's going next, is mostly Democrat. So that's kind of a big roadblock for it.
Shut down.
Do we know if anyone from Nebraska voted for that?
You know, I haven't looked that up yet, but I was going to at least do so before I vote. Because I vote, motherfuckers. I can vote you out.
Get out of here.
I haven't voted yet, ever. Oh. I know, right?
Your vote counts, man.
Probably.
Man, just take this tie-dye shirt and let's go out front, man.
Honestly, your vote probably doesn't count. But but if you lump yourself with the other 500,000 people who think that their vote doesn't count, that counts.
Yeah, that's true.
But what if they care, but I still don't?
If you were literally the only person that didn't vote, then it wouldn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
There you go. So, I mean, I can't take that chance.
But
I have to just assume everyone else is going to care, so I don't have to.
Exactly. Not the hero this city needs.
Exactly. That's the problem. Everyone's like, ah, I'm just one. And then, you know, like I said, 500,000 people say the same thing, and then they don't vote. And then we get shit like no casinos in Nebraska. That would have been great. Yeah.
You know who all voted against it? Old people who go to casinos.
Fucking.
I remember watching that when it got shot down on the news, and that one of the places I was against, I'm like, it's all old people.
Not in my town. Why?
Yeah.
It's not your town anymore, all right? You barely leave your house.
You're not even living. You call that living, old man?
Living's when you have all your teeth.
You can't feel the sensation of biting into an apple. How does that feel, old man?
Dude, apples are way too sweet and tart. I can't do that, man. I can't do apples.
My favorite fruit is oranges.
I thought it was going to be a banana for obvious reasons.
Nope. Almost said banana, though.
Also, Microsoft has said they no longer back CISPA.
Any particular reason why? Are they just pulling out?
privacy issues.
Pulling out and leaving, like they always do. Yeah.
But I found that interesting because that's the first major company I know of yet that's actually stepped out and said.
And Microsoft?
Yeah.
No,
and
like.
Microsoft?
No, and Microsoft. Microsoft.
Yeah, you're meaning like
they
have a lot of pull. Yeah, exactly. And I could just see this, you know, more companies are going to come out and be like,
Apple's going to be the only one in because they'll be cool and hip and shiny.
We're Microsoft's probably thinking, we're like Apple now.
Yeah. We're ahead of everybody.
Well, I mean, wasn't it like SOPA that a lot of people had, like, you know, pulled out but still had, like, their foot in the door? Like, maybe
we support
it. Yeah,
that ESA or
EGA. What happened was a lot of companies like Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft all pulled out and said they don't support SOPA, yet they're a part of the Entertainment Software Association, which did. So they're like, like one foot in, one foot out. And that's when, like, people like Stuttering Craig and other websites, Stuttering Craig with ScrewTech and other websites, pulled that band together PSA or stand together, where basically everyone said they're not going to cover or talk about E3 until the ESA pulled their support. And they pulled their support in like 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck that.
We need that.
But, I'm sure Microsoft still has their foot in the door here. Somewhere.
And the other one in their mouth. I don't even know what that means, foot in your mouth.
You just say something you regret or do something you
regret. Yeah, or say something that kind of backs you into a corner or something.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, there you go. I guess that kind of makes sense then.
Like, if you were to right now say, like, I'm going to make the funniest joke I've ever made on this podcast, and then you didn't.
You already made a knock-knock joke.
Okay. Yeah, and then I start a knock-knock joke. And I'm like, I'm going to make the funniest knock-knock.
That's $5.
Also, CISPA has been altered to make it a little bit better. They mentioned that your IP can only be turned over if there's an actual national security threat. Violating a website's term of use is not a security threat.
Oh, all right. That is a little bit better.
So, I mean, if you were created a hacking app on Facebook. That's not something that they're going to be concerned with.
Yeah. All right.
And they also mentioned that CISPA would be something that needs to be renewed. So after
like the Patriot.
Yeah, after like a 5-year period to either alter what they need to or whether or not they even want to redo it. So.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess we just got to keep looking after this.
Yep.
I mean, maybe I can take it down from the inside as an ocean master.
Oh, my God. I never realized this. He has a greater purpose.
Mother of God.
All right.
You drive a submarine into the White House.
Just ramp it. Yeah.
How did you? They're just sitting there going, how the fuck did you? That's why they never pass any more like cybersecurity bills after that, because every congressional session is just a big debate about how you did that.
No, he must have helicarried it in. Oh, what about a ramp? There was rockets on the sides of it.
They're like, all right, let's talk about Bill H.R. 19. Wait a minute. I got a new idea. What if there was a series of canals under Washington?
What if he went through the sewer system?
No, I've been down there. It's not that big.
Yeah, that'd be great.
do you guys know about Google Drive?
Isn't it like cloud, basically?
It is cloud storage, kind of like Dropbox.
All right.
Probably one of the other things Google is just going to kill off.
Dropbox?
No, Google storage? Drive. But
I guess it's been in development for a while, though.
What's the capacity for Google Drive?
5 gigs? I think it's 5 gigs.
Awesome! I can store one of my movies on there.
I was gonna say I don't. This article doesn't say, but we'll just go with Andy.
Oh my God! You could have like someone upload movies to your Dropbox, and then you can download them and watch them.
That's what I'm gonna do.
In the Navy.
But Dropbox also came out with a kind of a new thing now where you can upload pictures and stuff to your Dropbox account.
Yeah.
And now you can get a URL that you can share with your friends so they can see all the content in your Dropbox but can't add or change anything. All
right.
So they got...
Can they like access it and everything?
Well,
is that when you specify
them the password? Yeah, if you give them the link, then they can see what's inside, you know.
Okay, so I mean it's sort of like tiny URL with like images and stuff. imgurl.com or whatever.
Yeah.
Where you can just direct link them to that content.
Or Imgur.
Yeah, kind of like Imgur or something. Like if you were to, if you have a bunch of pictures, you can give someone the link, and then they can see all the pictures in your personal Dropbox folder.
Okay,
all right.
That sounds really convenient.
Yeah,
it does sound really convenient. Dropbox
Maybe,
is
I
extremely
hope it takes
convenient.
Off. Well, the Google thing too.
Google.
Yeah.
We use Dropbox for the reboot thing.
Yeah.
That went very well.
It was nice.
It was seamless.
And I mean, I know me and you both have Google accounts, so that probably come with it. So,
I think that while I'm in the Navy, I'm only going to update my statuses via Google Plus just to piss everyone off. I think that'll be good.
Can you do it where your Google Plus posts will be shared to Facebook?
I don't know. I know you can do that with Twitter.
Yeah.
Probably can't do it with Google Plus yet.
Yeah. But that'd be funny. Just Skyler posted this via Google Plus.
Click
Facebook.
Here to see more.
All right. I'm gonna have a Google Plus account. You're welcome, Google.
Jimmy Wales. Do you guys recognize that name?
Wasn't he a singer in The Doors?
Jimmy Wales. Is he the internet dude? One of the guys starting the free internet things?
Jimmy Wales is the founder of Wikipedia.
Oh, okay, that guy. Click here.
And he said Hollywood will be destroyed and no one will take notice.
Poor Kay. Will it be destroyed, Jimmy Wales?
Because he says that video technology is getting easier. He said his 12-year-old even knows how to use iMovie.
That's true. iMovie's pretty damn easy.
But this article on Wired.com kind of makes a big, a distinction between what he did to Encyclopedia Britannica and what things like iMovie would do to Hollywood. It's not very hard to get online and find verified facts and then publish them on a website.
Yeah.
It is, on the other hand, kind of hard to make a good movie.
That is true.
You got to go to school for that a lot of times. Not necessarily, but people go to school to figure out exactly, even simple things like where to place them on the stage.
But, counterpoint, it isn't very hard to make a good porn.
No, but porn will never have that much mainstream success as, like, Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Transboners? Come on, boners.
Mm-hmm. Rise of the Boner. Fall of Vagina.
Dark Side of the Butt.
Yeah.
On the Fly Porn.
Indiana Bones.
In the Temple of Poon.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Crystal Dildo.
I think this could work. Mm-hmm. So, maybe Hollywood wouldn't go down. Porn industry, possibly. Girls Gone Wild, maybe see some drop.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're not gone by now.
I think they still have, like, Comedy Central late night infomercials, but that's it.
That's why I usually let it go. That's when I get my F down.
All right, guys. So there was really not much of a story here. I just kind of found an infographic that I thought was amazing. Right. Facebook is up to 901 million monthly active users.
901
million monthly active users. And at first I was thinking, well, you know, 901 million users. I'm sure for every Skylar Joyce, there's like two Scott Jankums. But
that was a good one.
Yeah. But it's 901 million monthly active users.
Yeah.
So like active.
Yeah.
Like I don't get on Scott Jankum. I mean, well, occasionally, yeah, but it's only to get really, really funny.
There are also 3.2 billion likes and comments per day.
How many?
3.2 billion.
Jesus.
If you guys remind me at the end of the podcast, I will tell you a funny Facebook story, but I don't think it's appropriate for the air.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay. So after the podcast.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about like on the podcast.
Oh, no,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
Why would it not be appropriate now but later?
I don't think I should mention it, but I mean,
nope.
If any of my friends are listening, Luke Dierks. Yes, that.
There's also 125 billion friendships.
Damn.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting.
Which means there's a lot of people who are forever alone.
So I think, you know, Facebook in its early years brought a lot of comparisons to MySpace. Like, oh, yeah. It's just the next big thing. There were never 901 million monthly active users on MySpace.
Yeah.
They're almost at a billion, which would be a seventh of the world's population.
Yeah.
What I think is funny is when you see, like, older people, like my great aunt is on it, and, you know, she has, like, 36 friends, and she always comments on how popular she is. I'm like, wow, 36 friends, that's great. But, you know, on the same opposite end of the spectrum, I hate when people make having friends a competition.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I have 3,000 friends. Doesn't really validate you as a person, but good for you.
That would suck to like try and read the things you actually do want to read.
Because mm-hmm.
I always hear like, you know, people that complain about Facebook, like usually it's like older relatives of mine. Oh, I don't want to get on Facebook because I don't care what everyone in the world has to say. It's like, you don't have to be friends with everyone in the world. Just be friends with the people that you're actually friends with because you care what your friends have to say. That's why they're your fucking friends.
That's how it works. I mean, if you're not friends with a person, don't say they're your friend. And if they stop being your friend because they keep posting fucking lyrics and little hearts, you defriend them. That's right, Patrice. I defriended you for a reason, bitch. She keeps posting like random lyrics from like Nicki Minaj songs. And I'm like, you a stupid hoe. Okay, yeah, this is relevant.
I saw in like College Humor or something like that, like someone posted a Facebook status, some passive-aggressive thing, you know. And someone commented, and like, you post a lot of aggressive things. I didn't realize you were so mean. And they responded, you post a lot of lyrics. I didn't realize you were a radio.
Good stuff.
That's good. All right, guys. That will do it for technology news. Let's move on to the main event. The main course.
All right.
Other analogies. Here we go.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
All right, guys, we're going to start off with an
update!
You love that one, don't you?
Update!
For people that can't see this, whenever Matt presses it, he just stares right into Skylar's soul.
I do. I look right at Skylar when I do it. Because every time I do it, Skylar's like,
Tourette's guy. He died before his time.
All right,
oh my God, that could be our replacement.
Tourette's guy?
Yeah.
He's dead. Or do you just want clips of Tourette's guy?
No.
What do you think of that Tourette's guy? Bitch!
If I remember right, I think the Tourette's guy website said he died, but then apparently it was just to get people to stop going because they were done.
Oh.
And they were just sick of all the attention they were getting at some point.
I know he was on Oprah once.
That's fantastic.
Which, I mean, like, if you don't want attention, that's definitely the place to go.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys remember, I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the hot dog stuffed crust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In Japan?
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Japan, they were bringing it to the UK is what we were talking about.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. But it was also in Japan and Thailand. That's where it started.
God, is it coming here?
No. What was the other thing we talked about? We talked about another weird food.
Bacon shakes.
Bacon shakes. Yeah. Thank you. Well, in the Middle East, specifically... the Middle East. Apparently, this is just through Pizza Hut Middle East.
Durkistan.
You can get two types of novelty pizzas.
All right.
All right. They have different things baked into the crust. One of them has cheeseburgers, and the other one has chicken fillets.
Oh, chicken fillets.
That would be delightful. I mean, I would pay the extra $12 it would take to, you know, get that.
Yeah.
Honestly, the chicken filet one does look pretty delicious. That's the chicken filet one there on the left.
No, you're talking like just chicken breast? Or are you saying like Chick-fil-A, like the sandwich?
They say chicken filets. Okay. They look like just like chunks of breaded chicken breast.
And the hamburger, the hamburger just looks like a hamburger.
Cheeseburger.
But I found that interesting that we actually had an update on crazy crust.
Dude, I hope this becomes a thing.
Just ridiculous things that bake them the crust.
You know, U.S. will, like, one-up it.
Yeah.
Bavarian cream in our crust because we're not obese yet.
Baby cows!
We should make something with, like, escargot in the crust, you know?
Like veal and fucking...
I just went out back to the pond and got some snails to make this shit.
There's some, fuck am I thinking of? Fish eggs.
Oh, caviar.
Caviar, thank you.
Damn it. Skyler.
Okay.
Jinx, you have to leave the podcast.
Ouch, that's in here. That hurts deep.
Yeah, you know what hurt is like the day after you went to the recruiter, you guys were like, hey guys, check out Two Hit Combo Podcast.
I swear I just Googled our name and that popped up. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, but
I thought you were making a joke about leaving. I was like, oh.
No, at first I thought you guys had already started this project. I'm like, they're already on fucking episode 40. What is this? It was always the plan to ditch you, Skyler. So I'm like, what is this shit? And I played one of the episodes and I fell asleep. Okay, I'll just say it. I fell asleep about 10 minutes in. So boring.
All right, out of Poland, this guy dumped his girlfriend and was in for a world of hurt, all right? See, his girlfriend was a dentist, and he made the stupid move, of asking her, days after he dumped her, to work on a toothache he had.
Bust out the Black and Decker drill.
So, what she did was she gave him a massive dose of anesthetic and knocked him out. And began to work, and she said, quote, what a bastard, when she was looking at him. So she plucked out all his teeth.
Bitch.
I wonder who's the wrong in this relationship. I wonder if the breakup was, like, horrible.
They don't. Just by the information we have in this article, she is definitely in the wrong. Anna Makowiec? Because all it says is that he broke up with her and then she removed all of his teeth.
Yeah.
But that's just the information we have, you know. I don't know if it was a bad breakup. I would think if days after you broke up, if he asked her to perform a dental operation on you, it probably wasn't that bad of a breakup, but...
Yeah. Maybe he... who knows?
Who knows?
There are some crazy ones out there, but yeah, that's a horrible move.
She then wrapped his jaw in bandages to prevent him from opening his mouth and simply walked away.
Oh.
He said he knew something was up when he woke up and he couldn't feel any teeth. Do you normally feel your teeth?
I think.
Well, maybe he was like gumming the roof of his mouth. Well, maybe he was like gumming the roof of his mouth. Like,
or checking that tooth she worked on, maybe.
Yeah, and my jaw was wrapped up with bandages.
How did he say this?
But when I got
did he write it down?
But when I got home, I looked in the mirror and I couldn't fucking believe it. The bitch had emptied my mouth.
That's on the news.
He will get implants, but his new girlfriend said she could not handle being with a man who didn't have teeth and dumped him. Now, the dentist...
Wait a minute. This does sound bad. He already has a new girlfriend, and it's a couple days after.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Andy, investigative reporting. Yeah.
Now, you should... On that note, I had a pretty good investigative thing or something. There was on Meme Base, they posted... No, it wasn't on Meme Base, but it was Know Your Meme or something. A story. They're like, oh, it's a true story. And they're like... a teacher asked her students, there's five birds in a tree, and they shoot at two and kill two. How many are left in the tree? And the kid's like, none, because the others are scared off by the gunshot. And she's like, no, three, but I like your style. And then he asks her, he goes, okay, three women are eating ice cream. One's licking it, one's sucking it, one's biting it. Which one's married? And she goes, the one sucking. And he goes, no, the one with the ring, but I like your style. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's a good comeback. And I go, wait a minute. Why would a kid... That's smart to know that comeback and that witty to retort with it in a class where they're asking him word problems about 5 minus 2.
Yeah.
It's a good one there. And yeah. No one responded to me. So my internet cleverness was
lost.
Aww.
And then I bring it back up here and no one else cares again. Everyone's going to listen to this like, skip.
Oh.
Anyway, she could also face 3 years in jail.
Dude, I bet she feels really good about it, though.
She probably does. That's what's creepy.
Dude, it has to be another woman. He left her for that bitch.
The Egypt's National Council for Women has appealed to the Islamist-dominated parliament not to approve two controversial laws. The first law reduces the minimum age of marriage to 14. The other law...
Fuck you, Andy.
The other law allows a husband to have sex with his dead wife within 6 hours after her death.
Good.
Wow. I don't know what to think about that.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that's over the line.
That's creepy as shit.
Wait, so which country allowed this?
Egypt. They haven't allowed it yet. They're in parliament right now. But they make the point that they're like, marriage doesn't end at death. I thought to death do us part, but I guess Egypt is...
Well, I mean, like, what... Do they have nothing better to do? Just like, hey, guys, it's fucking Thursday. I got nothing to do. We'll order some pizzas, lobby some crazy bills. Ah! Like, what are they doing?
Who knows?
Okay, hold on. Andy, real quick. Go like this. Like, binocular hands with two fingers on your thumbs. Like, real quick. Does he look like John Lennon?
I can see a little John Lennon there.
I think it's the jacket that's doing it for me.
I realized,
you look like a preppy John Lennon.
I realized you kept looking at me, and I'm like,
I was just like, what does he look like? What's he doing?
Yeah, I could.
Like, I'd look over, and he'd be like.
Yeah. I'm just like eyeballing him. It's like, yeah.
I could see a hint of Lennon.
I don't know. It was weirding me out. It's the jacket. I think that's what's doing it.
I'm not going to bang a crazy Asian, though.
Oh, my God.
A crazy Asian.
Crazy Raisin? Whoa.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's our new character, Jackie Chan.
That'll be the third host.
I hear you leaving soon.
Oh, I'm Sabre Boy.
let me bounce you off some waves.
All right, guys. You walk into a Walmart's ladies' room for some reason.
All right.
You open the stall. What's the last thing you expect to see?
Dead body.
A man.
A dead dog.
You're already in there, though, so is that really the last thing you expect to see?
Another man.
Transvestite.
What about a meth lab?
The fuck?
I should have put you guys in the specific area. You're in a Walmart in Alabama.
My sister. Hey,
hey, what the fuck? What are you doing in Boaz, Alabama?
This is funny. I mean, we're the happenstance. I'm being a perv. You're also in this Walmart. Taking a dump.
In Boaz, Alabama, police found what they are calling a single-use methamphetamine operation in the store's women's restroom.
Was it a spoon and a lighter?
They're also known as Shake and Bake Labs. These setups are popping up all over the area, according to Boaz Police Chief Terry Davis.
What?
Rather than take the time and care to set up a semi-permanent lab where brainless drug addicts can combine ingredients that often ignite to cause explosions, basically they're just winging it and leave behind a Nestle bottle and 5 empty packets of over-the-counter cold medicine.
Oh.
Why Walmart? Like, I mean, it's public area. There's a lot of people in a Walmart, usually like minimum 40 at a time.
Yeah,
that's including workers and people, like,
especially at night, there's a shitload of people.
You could go to like fucking Denny's at like 3 in the morning. Like, why a Walmart?
They also throw this out there. The pills used to cook the low-quality methamphetamine were not a brand sold at Walmart. So why'd they go there?
Like, okay, I guess I could understand if they were using stolen merchandise from that Walmart.
All right.
But with the pillow, like,
dude,
what?
Why don't they go to Kmart? That place is way shadier.
Oh my god, the Kmart close to here on like 132nd Maple has not changed since like 1995.
Yeah, the one by me has too.
The one off 144th and like Millard.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, or it's like Stony Brook or something.
Stony Brook. Yeah.
Yeah.
That place is shady.
Super Kmart, and there's like tops 12 people in there, including workers.
Yeah.
There's like a customer in there at a time. You got to tag out.
All right, gentlemen, to Florida. All right, we're going to start off in Naples, Florida. A Naples man faces a felony charge after he was accused of walking out of a McDonald's without paying for a cup of soda.
It's $1, isn't it?
It gets interesting here.
Really?
And actually, yes, it is $1.
Okay.
After filling a courtesy cup with soda last Thursday at a McDonald's, Mark Ebert... No.
Mark Ebert! Mark Ebert!
Damn it. A-B-A-I-R-E?
Yeah, that's a bear.
Mark Ebert!
Or Abaye or something.
Fuck that. It's a bear. 52 of the 500 block at 14. It's not important. Anyway, manager says that a bear came in and asked for a cup for water, you know, a courtesy cup. He then filled it with soda. He then sat outside and drinking the soda, and the manager told him that he needed to pay $1 for the soda, and he said no. He got belligerent and mad, and the police were called, and he was arrested. Well, you see, he's already had about 5 petty theft convictions.
What?
So this one ups it to a misdemeanor, from a misdemeanor to a felony. So he could face up to 5 years in prison for stealing a $1.
You know, those
soda.
Are the kind of old people I fucking hate. Like, the world owes them.
Yeah.
Like that's cool. We fought. I guess that. But we have some old people at Panera that they're like, it's like the world fucking owes them because they're old.
There was one guy who was in Panera, and like, it was on a Saturday, so I was already pissed. But this guy had sat there with his wife from 3 till close, till all the way to 9. And, I, you know, 8:50 rolls around. We go ahead and tell all our customers. This was the one at Westroads. We're like, look, guys, we're closing the gate to the mall. So if you need to get through the mall to your parking spot, you should probably leave now. But we're going to close in about 10 minutes. So that's we're going to clean up and close that down. That totally derailed me. So we let them know. They're like, yeah, it's okay. Well, you guys are closing soon. Understood. That's to my understanding that he knew what I was saying, spoke English, nodded when I asked if he understood. So we close it. And then he's like, you mean I have to walk around the entire fucking mall? Like, he's swearing like a fucking sailor. You mean I have to walk around the entire fucking mall to get to my parking spot? I parked over there by Dick's Sporting Goods. And I'm like, yeah, well, we closed the gate. I warned you. And Emily Peets was the night manager. And she was just like, I'm not having any of this. I mean, you told him that we were closing, right? I'm like, yeah. So, like, there was nothing we could do. He was just being fucking stupid. So... the guy's like, well, they opened it for me last time. I'm like, well, they shouldn't have. Excuse me? They shouldn't have opened the gate for you. That's against the policy. And they're like, well, I want to speak to a manager, not you, a real manager. And he, like, was pointing at Pete's. And I'm like, what the fuck is your problem, old man? Like, ugh. They ruin it.
I would have been like, bro, I am the manager.
All right, guys. So our final story for the new segment. You guys remember a few weeks ago when I asked you guys what would be the best thing to be on the highway when a truck rolls over, the best thing to come out of the truck?
Oh, yeah. Oh, candy
yeah.
and money.
Yeah.
Yep, and it was. It was candy and money.
Is this better?
No. what would be the worst thing to come out of a truck that spills over on the
cow
highway?
Cow poop.
Biff. Biff would say cow poop. I hate manure. Yeah.
Your dad just said dead babies.
What the fuck? He just pops in, dead babies. Seeps back into the wall. Yeah, I would go with Biff and Griff and Mad Dog and say, manure! I hate manure!
Okay, manure would smell bad. It'd be gross. But would it harm you?
Dead cow bodies. Knives. Is it fucking knives?
No, see, a truck was driving through a town a little bit east of Tampa.
Oh, okay. I was like, if this isn't Canada again, this will be awesome.
The flatbed truck overturned, and 1,000 gallons of an extremely corrosive liquid spilled across the highway. That liquid was sulfuric acid.
Oh, ooh. Jesus. Fuck you, people in Beamers who are near that.
The truck driver got second-degree burns from the acid. Now, as if that's not bad enough, the truck was also carrying salt pellets.
What?
Which combined with the acid to react and form clouds of poisonous hydrogen chloride gas.
Oh, I knew that. That's
why
what
were
I
those
hated.
Two together?
Amazingly, though, no one besides the truck driver seems to have gotten hurt.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Did he ever ask, like, or did they ask how it happened?
It just turned over, man. A flatbed overturned on a busy stretch of Road 60 outside Tampa.
It's over, man. It's over.
Fucking gone. Oh, shit. I'm sure that was his exact words. Oh, shit.
Probably, then, yeah. Oh, fuck. No.
Oh, fuck.
But imagine if you were someone
listening
that,
to us.
Yeah, he just said there his best Skyler impression turns over.
Oh, fuck. He was too distracted. He was laughing, and then I was shaking his wheel.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great if you were a person that was at both of those, though? Like,
oh.
You were already at the first one. You're like, man, is that truck turning over? Wow, I remember when candy and money came out. Yes! And it turns over, and you see all that stuff spilling out and burning the driver. You're like, no!
No!
Nope. 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 Nope.
Nah, dog.
Nah, dog, nah.
What'd you think of that picture I posted?
That was great.
I found this picture of this black guy, like, pointing, and it's just like, nah, dog, nah.
All right, guys, that will do it for the new segment, and that will do it for episode 40
Ooh.
Of 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
We had a good episode. This was a good one.
This was very solid. You know, we brought our A-game, you know.
Yeah. A-game day.
It's funny.
Even though we're going over the hill now. This is like our last hurrah before, you know, now we're 41, we're lame. And
Skyler's going to be an ocean master.
Yeah.
Whenever we get a new host, we should just call him Skyler.
Skyler 2.
Skyler, how have you been? Well, I've been good. It's like, that's my best chick. Hang on.
It's all right. I forgive you.
So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. If you don't know what those stand for yet. Then
get the
you haven't been listening.
But join our Facebook.
Join our Facebook, yeah. Like us on Facebook. And find us on YouTube and gpxgaming.net.
So we're one of the premier podcasts on gpxgaming.net.
Yes, we are.
Yes, exactly. That is a true statement.
Yeah.
So for Skyler and Andy, this is Matt signing out.
Ocean Master. The top of 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 the top of